This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's not really old school to think that a certain kind of gun can run with the new kids. And that's what 1911 University is about. Joining me again from Chambers Customs is Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Did we ever have our successful hunt?
No, we have not yet, but I've been close. Been close a couple times, and rifle season starts on Saturday, so we got a lot of friends coming into town. Actually, Brandon's sitting here with me right now. He came up to do some gun building and do some hunting. Another buddy of mine just got in from South Carolina tonight. So my dad will be here Tuesday. It ought to be a good week.
Who do you know from South Carolina? Where they come from in South Carolina?
A buddy of mine named Jim Day. He comes from Greenville area.
I live in Greenville. Well, I live just outside of Greenville.
Yep. I'll have to hook you guys up so you can shoot some of his guns.
Well, that'd be fine. Anyway, I know. Joe sent me a text saying this show is going to be lit. So let's get lit.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, the thing is, it's been a pretty interesting couple of days. I don't often wade into internet forum conversations anymore just because I know where they can lead. But once in a while, I decide to stick my finger out there and point out when somebody is blatantly saying something that's absolutely ridiculously false. And such was the case yesterday with a guy online that was trying to convince people that placing new recoil springs in your 1911 will tighten up the slide to frame fit. Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah, okay.
It absolutely does not tighten up the slide to frame fit. For those listening, it doesn't do that. It doesn't work that way at all. But it reminded me, you know, of a couple of things, the whole conversation and course of the diatribe and how it went down. It reminded me of, number one, the internet is a powerful place. There's
right.
A lot of good, there's a lot of good information out there, and you can learn a lot. I mean, when I was a kid, if you wanted to know something, you know, you went to the library and you got an index card and you found a book, or you got the encyclopedia. Now you just get online and type whatever you want and it tells you. But at the same time, there's a lot of bad information out there, and there's a lot of probably very good people that type and push enter before they read what they've typed. And in doing so, they're disseminating inaccurate information that if you're unknowledgeable or you're a newbie, you read that and you go, oh, that makes sense. No, that doesn't make sense at all. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Don't do that. So, you know, you have to, if you're getting on the forums and you're reading online information, I think it's a wise thing to, first of all, vet the person. Who are they? How long have they been doing what they're doing? You know, what's their track record? If they've been in the business for a long time and they have a good track record and they got, you know, a wait list and they've got a good client base, probably a proper person to listen to most of the time. As long as you understand that you're reading the words of one person's opinion.
Right.
Now, whether that opinion is based on facts and actual data that they've collected, or whether that's just based on how they feel, you're reading their opinion.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is just me trying to be logical.
Sure.
So let's say we're looking at a particular 1911. It's the upper, the lower. So if I have a really sloppy slide fit on that gun, is there anything at all that can be done to fix that? Because this all comes from the fact that it's ground itself down and it's gone out of tolerance and it's missing material now. It's missing metal, right? It's ground itself down however many times it's cycled itself. Is there a way to take that and do some sort of remedial action to where it suddenly has a better slide fit? I would think there isn't a way to do that. I would think that gun has run its life and it's time to be retired and thank you for your service and here's a gold watch.
Oh, no. No, there's absolutely ways to do it. And you have to keep in mind that in a lot of cases, guns are fit loose from the factory. You know, they have a set of tolerances like we've talked about before. They have a set of tolerances that they have to hit. And those tolerances aren't necessarily the same kind of tolerances that you get from somebody like us when we build a hand-fit gun. But yeah, there's basically four ways you can fix it. You can fit a new slide to the frame. Okay, now it's fixed. You can weld up the frame and remachine it to fit that slide. Now it's fixed. You can send it off to Doug Jones at AccuRail and have the rail system put in it. Now it's fixed. Or you can peen the frame rails down and remachine them to fit the slide. And now it's fixed. So there's a lot of alternatives. There's a lot of options on how to fit a loose slide to frame. And with each of those come other consequences that you have to deal with as far as barrel fit, ejector fit, and things of that nature. But there's a lot of ways to fit a gun that's loose. I actually have a bullseye gun out there that I've rebuilt three times for the guy. He's pushing close to 350,000 rounds through the gun now. And the last time I rebuilt it, I had to tell him, look, this is it. This is the last go. There won't be no more using this slide after this barrel wears out, because the tolerances in the slide have changed such that it will make it too difficult to refit a new barrel. So, you know, I mean, do parts have a lifespan? Absolutely. Just like tires on a car, they wear out. But the parts are a lot more resilient than people think, and there's a lot of corrective actions that can be correctly done to salvage what you have if you like it.
I had not thought about welding up a slide and adding material back to it and then remachining it. I had not thought about that. But still, that sounds like is that cost? Well, you know what? We're coming up on the first break. I want to ask. I want to find out about this when we get back. And Joe, of course, Joe runs Chambers Customs, and there's no two guns, I think. Fair, you tell me true or false real quick. No two guns that you have ever made are exactly 100% alike.
Correct.
So, I mean, each gun that he makes, these are truly handmade, hand-fitted, and no gun is released before it is ready to go out into the wild, and that's what sets Chambers Custom apart from everybody else out there. These are not production. These are all hand-fitted, hand-put together. Everything by hand. Everything measured by hand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is 1911 University. We are speaking with Joe Chambers. And he had brought up something that I didn't know, that you could redeem a 1911. Is there a point where, when you're looking at some guns, like you were just talking about the gun from one of your clients, you're like, listen, this is it. I mean, I've recycled this as many times as I can. Does it become more expensive than it's worth at a certain point?
It depends on how well the gun was built to begin with. If the gun was properly built and you can put a new top end on it and the lower is still good, no. If the gun was a heap of steaming crap to begin with, then yeah, I mean, you're going to be in it for as much as a new gun costs. And I mean, I did a rebuild a few years ago for a gentleman, an open gun, and the only part left on the gun that was original was the frame. Every other piece was replaced. And so it was as expensive as a new build because it was a new build. You know, the only thing he didn't have to pay for was the frame. But when it comes to doing things like, you know, tightening up the slide to frame fit, if you can get away with doing a weld up or preferably an AccuRail job, then the cost is really relatively reasonable. Especially for the benefits that you get out of doing that.
At what point, I mean, how far can you take a gun like that if you're having to redo it and refurbish it? Can you take it to the level of one of your guns?
Oh, absolutely. I'm doing one now. I'm wrapping it up this week. It's a Colt. I've been working on it for a while. A lot of little intricacies about it. And, you know, it'll be an absolute showpiece when I'm done with it.
Right.
The slide frame was tightened by welding up the frame and remachining it. New barrel. The only thing original on the whole gun is the slide and the frame. That's it. Every other piece has been replaced. The guy has as much into it as he has into the new gun that he ordered. But it has this particular slide and frame has sentimental value to it.
Right.
It belonged to his father, so it was worth it. He didn't care. Typically, what I tell people when they call me about rebuilds is, I always ask them, does this gun have sentimental value? If the answer is no, then my professional opinion is you would be better served to just let me build you a brand new gun to your taste, whatever it is you like. And then you get, you know, brand new frame, brand new slide, brand new everything, and you're not going to spend any more money. You actually end up coming in to the cost of it less because you don't have the price of your base gun. You know, most of the base guns nowadays range between $700 and $1,000. And if you're wanting to do a full custom on that and replace everything and, you know, blow it out and make it a real honest to goodness one off,
right,
you're going to be in it as much as a brand new gun. The only exception to that rule is for some of my clientele who are in California. Well, they don't have that option, right? They have to use pre-approved frames that are on the registry in California. So for those clients, you know, we take their frame, they sell all the parts, because the parts are worth a lot of money out there, and then we just use the frame and start fresh.
That sounds like a very complicated process.
It is.
Sounds like a very complicated process. At what point do you look at a gun and say, that's it? I mean, have you ever had those come to you where you look at a gun and you're like, how many rounds has this got through it? Because it looks like it's had a lot. And
oh,
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple come in where, you know, again, you're just like, the frame's cracked, the slide's cracked. It's a complete hot mess, and you get to the point, hopefully, you know, when you're doing this work, person can get to the point where I've gotten myself, where you look at it and you're honest with yourself and you're honest with the client and you tell them, Can I do this? Absolutely. Is it going to cost you way more than it's worth? Absolutely. Let's start fresh. I'm not going to do this. And my experience has been that people appreciate that honesty, and sometimes they go forward with a new project, and sometimes they don't. But either way, I'm being honest with them and not just allowing them to throw good money after bad blindly and giving them a false hope that what they're going to have is going to be some super special deal, because it's not going to be.
Right.
You know, if it's that far gone, like in the case of the bullseye gun, you know, the slide, after he gets done burning this barrel out, this slide will be done. It's toast. It needs to be hung up on the shelf. And, you know, the guy understands that and accepts that, and we'll probably end up using that gun as a backup and just getting a new gun.
That's interesting. From the same, yes,
sir. A lot less headaches on both sides of the coin there.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing I would be thinking. After you shoot, like after I've shot your gun, a few others, I look at them and I'm like, this is the standard I want to go by. And getting out there and taking one that, you know, I'm trying to. And I'm not suggesting that you get out there and you do anything marginal, but I'm sure that there's a big difference between a gun that you build for them and the gun that you repaired for them because they wanted it repaired. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I mean, because you're always limited by the parts that you're using.
Sure.
So, you know, like in the case of this Colt that I'm rebuilding, is the slide to frame fit as good as a brand new slide and frame that I fit by hand? No, it's not. It can't be, because it's a weld up, and there are different tolerances at play that are beyond my control. I can blueprint the entire frame and slide, which I did, and fit it as precisely as possible, but it's still a welded frame. And, you know, you just can't get around that.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that's part of the game we play, is how good do you want it to be?
Right. Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there, because I want to get back to this to the spring guy when we get back. Coming up on the next break, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and this is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two students are dead and three injured following a school shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Captain Kent Wegener with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Upon arrival within 2 minutes, Santa Clarita deputies recognized that it was an active shooter situation and conducted a rapid deployment onto the school premises. When they reached the quad area, they discovered six persons who were suffering from gunshot wounds. These were all students of the high school. All the students were triaged and transported to a local hospital. The suspect was later identified as one of the victims who was found in the quad. He is identified as a 16-year-old male.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is conceding in his race for re-election after requesting a re-canvass. Bevin says there will be a natural exchange of leadership and he will not second-guess the re-canvass results. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is 1911 University. Let's get back to this Yahoo that was out there. Who is he telling that, you know, you can fix your slide fit, the way your slide fits by replacing your springs? Who was asking the question? And how many people were sitting there going, really, I never had thought of that?
It was a gentleman who has a gun that he was having a problem with it because it had loosened up after about 3,000 rounds. And, you know, my first inclination in a lot of these situations is don't post that stuff on the internet. Just call the manufacturer of the gun. The end.
Right.
Because the manufacturer of the gun, if they're worth their salt, and this particular company is very good, they're gonna go, yeah, send it in. Let's see that. We want to see it and we'll fix it and make it right for you. But getting on the internet and posting all about it, no. So yeah, I think there were a lot of people that, saw what he said and shook their head. There were a lot of people when I replied back to him that saw what I said and were like, you're picking on the guy. I'm like, I ain't picking on nobody. He's the one that said something absolutely ridiculous. So let's set the record straight so that new people coming on here don't see this, this ridiculousness, if you will, and go, oh, let me try that, and then get disappointed. I mean, I'm all for selling springs, you know, helping my friend's company sell springs. That's great. We do a lot of that. We do a lot of promotion for them, but that's not the solution. And I have a really deep core problem with people who get online and post inaccurate information like that. If you don't have the right answer, just read. Just scroll on past. Enjoy the show.
Right.
But don't get on there and give information that, you know, it looks like it's coming from a professional because you have a shop and, you know, you're trying to make it as a professional. And it looks like, you know, you're giving valid information when it's not. And the other side of the coin is when somebody who does have the real information comes on there and corrects you, don't double down on your ridiculousness. You know, just say, oh, yeah, what I said was weird. Yeah, sorry about that. I had too much bourbon that night or whatever the case was, and roll on with it. You know, doubling down on silliness like that is never a good idea.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think this particular individual, do you think he was better than this? Do you think that he was trying to put one over on somebody? If he had a shop, if he had a did he have like a modification shop or a custom shop or something?
Yeah, he has a shop.
So if he has a shop, wouldn't he know what you just said about, well, you know, if you've got this problem with gun from, you know, this Acme pistol, just call Acme up and say, hey, Acme, I'm having a problem with this pistol. What should I do? If it's not something that do you do unnecessary repairs if the factory will do it for you?
No.
I would imagine you have the time to, and I would think anybody else with a shop of that type would have the you know, they would defer to somebody else that can do the work for them, especially if it's warranted and free, and right. That's good for your client. It's good for you. It's, you know, it's a win-win all the way around. So do you think this guy was he just mistaken? Was he being malfeasant? What do you think?
No, I think he's being thirsty.
Thirsty.
Yeah, thirsty. I think he's being thirsty. You know, he's new in the game, and a lot of these guys, and you know, guys like myself, and there's a number of us out there online that are semi-active on the forums. We try to help people out. That's why we're there.
Right.
You know, that and to show off our work so that people can see it, and you know, it's free advertising for us. But it's a pretty competitive market at the top, and there's always a new guy that wants to break into the top, and sometimes the new guys break into the top with an incredible product, and sometimes the new guys try to break into the top by being seen as an internet expert. And if you're going to be an internet expert, you should absolutely know what you're talking about when you type that answer.
Yeah.
If you don't, don't be offended when somebody who is an expert calls you out and says, hey, that's ridiculous. That doesn't work. Stop talking. You know, and so the guys who are thirsty, as I like to call them, you know, they'll spout off about something, and we've all been guilty of it. I was guilty of it early on in my career. I learned really quick, shut up and read, study, learn, experiment. And that's how you get better. And then once you've experimented enough, you know, like with any career, once you've made your bones, then people will listen to you. People will ask you. They'll tag you. Hey, what do you think about this, Joe? And then you can feel free to give your opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent. But if you're thirsty, you look desperate, and you give the wrong answer, then people are looking at you like, wow, something's wrong with this guy. He clearly doesn't know when to stop. And that's not a good look. That I think that does more harm for you in the business than it does help. And it potentially does harm for people that come behind you and read your response and think, oh, this guy's an expert. I'm going to try what he said. and then they don't get the results that they thought, or they mess something up. And that's part of the impetus behind why we do the 1911 university classes, is because we do have a good track record of doing things the right way. And I enjoy teaching people how to do things the right way. You know, there's no great joy in getting online and bashing somebody for posting ridiculous things. But at the same time, there comes a point in time when somebody needs to step up and say, no, that is incorrect information, and you're going to cause somebody a lot of problems if they try that. So, yeah, that's just the way, and that's why the internet is incredibly wonderful and incredibly dangerous all at the same time.
Yes. Well, when we get back, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about dangerous stuff and everything, and I want to see what you've seen and what you think and what you recommend for people out there that may be looking out there and may have a 1911 they're trying to do something with, and they may be going through a source or something. I want to get your opinion on that stuff. Chambers Custom. Normally with Joe, when he builds a gun, when he builds, are all of the Yetis, are they all gone?
I think we had one gentleman who had a bad accident who had to back out recently.
Right.
So I think we have one Yeti.
One. Yeah.
Available. Yep.
Whenever Joe builds a series of guns, they don't sit around and gather dust. And go check him out at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is 1911 University. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Customs. Do you ever see anybody out there giving dangerous advice on the internet forums?
Not really. I see some pretty silly advice. You know, I mean, I don't get into many arguments with people. Silly advice. I don't have a lot of time for that, as you probably can imagine.
Sure.
You know, people that talk about, oh, I'm going to carry my AR-15 into Starbucks. No, that's stupid. Don't do that. You make people feel uncomfortable. Yes, I know it's your right, and I'm all about your right, but don't do that. You know, I see stuff like that all the time. And as regards to 1911s, I think people are pretty aware of the potential for, you know, we live in a litigious society. And so, you know, a lot of us that do this for a living, we don't even post up what our reloads are online, you know, our powder charges and all that, because we don't want somebody to try it and get
right.
hurt.
Right.
You know, get a reloading manual and figure it out. You know, buy a couple of books, watch some videos, and work on your own stuff and safety check it before you put any bullets in it. You know, we do that here at the shop. We don't put bullets in a gun as soon as we've built it and you know, without doing safety checks on it. So I think for the most part, the incorrect advice or incorrect instruction that's given that I see online is pretty innocuous. I wouldn't call it dangerous. I would call it potentially costly, you know, because guys try to give advice on how to fit triggers or barrels or slide to frames or whatever. And then some poor soul takes that advice and tries it themselves and ruins parts or you know, ruins their gun. And then they, you know, then they're mad because they've got to figure out how to recoup that. But nothing that I would consider, you know, malignant, if you will.
Right. Yeah, you were talking about carrying the gun into Starbucks. See, the only reason I can think of to carry a gun like that out in the open is in a active combat situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was in the military, I mean, in basic training, I had to carry the weapon everywhere I went, right? And that whole allure of carrying that M16 everywhere I went, that went away real quick. That was over with real quick because, you know, it's one thing to say, well, I'm going to demonstrate my rights. Great. Understand that. But when you actually have to really do it and you have to carry it and you have to carry it with you and you have to sleep with it and you have to, I mean, it's just a constant thing. I mean, after a while, you get sort of sick of doing it. And that's one of the things about the 1911, of all the guns that even yours, even the night fighter that I had, even with the flashlight, I'm pretty sure that if I'd had the right holster that I could have carried it inside the waistband.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's not to say, you know, Eric and I, we run up to the sandwich shop for lunch one day and we've got our pistols on them and it's summertime and it's hot and they're open carry. Nebraska's an open carry state.
Right.
The sandwich shop owners, they know us. They don't care. You know, we're not a threat to anybody. We're just coming in to get a sandwich. Okay, cool. But I'm not going out and parading it around. I think that's kind of silly. I mean, it's your right. And if you're listening out there, I don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying. It's your right. And if you feel like that's how you want to roll heavy out in public, that's fine. But be aware that there may be consequences. You may scare the dookie out of somebody and they may call the police on you. Then you got to answer questions. I don't like answering those kind of questions.
No, I don't either. I don't like answering those kind of questions either. I just, you know, the advice that I see on some guns sometimes just, shall we say that, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me because can somebody call you and say, listen, Joe, I know you're like this 1911 guru and everything, and I saw this advice about this gun. Is this good advice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, get people that call or, you know, send me PMs all the time and ask me about that stuff.
Right.
And I always preface it with this. I'll give you my opinion based on my experience of building guns for a living, of being a professional. All you're getting is my opinion based on my experience. Now, some of my opinions based on experience are absolutely factual. Some of them, they just may be the way I'm feeling that day. You know, I had some good Mexican food and I thought, yep, this sounds right. And based on what I've seen over the last 10 years, 12 years, it looks right. We're going with that today. I don't usually react like that. I usually try to be as honest and straightforward with the facts as possible because, in my mind, we're dealing with firearms, which are, you know, an inherently dangerous piece of machinery, potentially, if misused, right? And so you've got a situation in hand where you don't want somebody to do something with their firearm that's going to cause harm to them or anybody else.
Can I presume that Brandon is doing a little grinding?
No, Brandon's going down to shut the air compressor off that we forgot to turn on. You know, I was going to buy a Run Quiet air compressor about a month or two ago, and Eric said, nah, we need a new mill instead, so we're going to forego the Run Quiet air compressor instead.
I hear you.
Sorry about that interruption.
Well, I mean, I know Brandon's going to be the one that builds my gun, so every time I know Brandon's on the premises, I get a little excited. You don't have to tell me nothing.
He's actually starting your gun on, I think, Sunday or Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the grips on the way. I got an email today about that. Of course, we got the frames in here. We got all kinds of stuff, which begs a question. While we're talking live on the air here.
Yeah.
Serial number 2 through 10. What number do you want?
I'd take 2.
Okay. I'll make that happen for you.
I'll take 2. Yeah. I don't know who's got 1. They're lucky. But I'll take 2. 2 is fine. 2 is good for me. And
number 1 is actually going to my friend who we talk about here online quite a bit, who owns like 20 of my guns.
Yeah. So that, hey, he has earned the number 1. If it was a jersey number, I'd just let him have it. Just let him have it. Hey man, you've run the yardage, you get that. So you and I now, are you going to be free in the next few days? Because there's something I've been meaning to talk to you about that I know that you want to do, and I just haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. And we're not going to talk about it on here.
Yeah, we can probably Monday. I'll be tied up tomorrow. Well, are you going to be around tomorrow afternoon?
Yes,
like,
I am.
Midday, like 1, 2 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll call you. How about that?
You do that. Give my regards to Heidi. Tell Brandon I'm excited to know that he's in the locale. And people check Joe out at ChambersCustom.com. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.